understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Hey, good Friday afternoon, everybody. I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. We are on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app, broadcasting live from Backyard Beer Garden here in Cape Coral. That's right. It is happening. Come on by. We're here till 6 o'clock. One more hour to go.
Breaking news. I'm serious.
For this the Sounder?
Yes, this is a Sounder.
We had breaking news earlier that Ryan Tannehill was traded to the Titans. Rick Church back at the studio. If you could please fire our breaking news Sounder. We have huge breaking. I don't even know what it is, actually. I'm going to be on the word for you. Breaking news! Breaking news, everybody!
It's not good.
Oh, no.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill is under investigation for alleged battery, according to the Kansas City Star. The team is aware of the situation. So, hello, McFly, Roger Goodell. Now would be the time to start investigating before TMZ pays off somebody $100,000 to get the video.
This is the same guy that had domestic abuse in college.
Yep.
In his time at Oklahoma State.
Yep.
I believe it got him dismissed from Oklahoma State, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is not the first time that it's happened to him.
Just and happening right now. Kansas City Star had it 60 seconds ago.
And we also know that the NFL will hold something that you did in college against you. Just go look at what Ezekiel Elliott did his time at Ohio State.
Absolutely.
I am also going to be interested, and it doesn't matter one way or the other, but I'm going to be interested to find out if this is a recent incident or did we get evidence or tape from something that happened a year or two ago,
just like
the Kareem Hunt situation.
I just punched up the story from the Kansas City Star. The Star obtained a police report from the Overland Park Police Department about a battery incident that lists a juvenile as the victim. His fiancée, Crystal Espinal, is listed under, quote, others involved. Report is dated Thursday, but it's unclear when the alleged incident took place. The chief said in a statement the club is aware of the investigation involving Tyreek Hill. We're in the process of gathering information and have been in contact with the league and local authorities. We will have no further comment at this time. A source familiar with the situation. Sorry about that. My computer just. A source familiar with the situation.
Well, Kansas City has already
said Hill's fiancée had been in contact with the Overland Park police. A source said that the incident was against the couple's son. As of Friday, this afternoon, a little while today, he has not been charged. Crystal Espinal told the Star at the February Pro Bowl in Orlando that she is pregnant with twins.
Here's what the Chiefs can't afford to do this time. They cannot take Tyreek Hill's word for it.
No.
That's what they did with Kareem Hunt.
Yep.
They waited. They were told nothing happened. It blew over. There was no investigation. He has no room for error here. So the Chiefs have to act very strongly on this guy.
He'll reportedly punched and choked this young lady, Espinal, who was then 8 weeks pregnant with her son back in December of 2014, 5 years ago. He was arrested and dismissed from the Oklahoma State football team, as Chris just pointed out. He pleaded guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation in 2015. Received 3 years probation. The Chiefs selected Hill in the fifth round of the 2016 NFL draft. Why wouldn't you? No character issues there. The conviction was dismissed in August of 2018 in order to be expunged after he completed his probation requirements. Once again, as I say, my famous, not all too familiar saying, it's kind of sad. You are not eligible for parole, but you are eligible to play in the NFL. It's unbelievable.
Wow, and then from a team standpoint, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they had to let go of Kareem Hunt. That may or may not have cost them a chance to get to a Super Bowl. Tyreek Hill, the fastest player on the team. They've revamped their defense. I mean, with Patrick Mahomes, we felt like this team was on the edge of maybe making a nice long run in the AFC, and they seem to be falling apart before our very eyes for many cases, for issues off the field.
Yeah, what's really sad is this woman, even though he got cleared for alleged strangulation charges, still with him. She has twins.
Yeah.
We don't know. That one source says it was took place against his son, but she's pregnant with twins right now. Oh, boy.
You know, I thought Tyreek Hill got a free pass on all that. I mean, it was like, all right,
Yeah, he did.
When you're watching him, you're like, yeah, we heard about that, and then it seems to have gone away. But you know what? You don't change your stripes or whatever the old saying is. This is bad for Tyreek Hill.
And I don't know how old the couple's son is.
Yeah.
Is he five?
Well,
six,
probably
seven,
five, right? He's one of the two that were the twins that were she was pregnant with.
No, she's pregnant now.
Oh, okay. I thought okay.
This is from before. It says source familiar with the situation said Hill's fiance has been contacted with the Park Police. Source said the incident was against the couple's son.
So now here's what. What does the NFL do now?
Straight to the commissioner's list for starters.
Right, that's what
right?
you would think. We're going to actually conduct an investigation. I don't think they will.
They have to now.
Because they ultimately know, though, if there's no video attached to this, it's going to be a story today. And then the brackets are going to come out Sunday. And we're going to all be talking about the brackets on Sunday. And this story has moved on. You've got the draft in a couple of months as well. It's terrible to say.
Let's be clear. It is the son. He's five. Hill reportedly punched and choked Espinal, who was then 8 weeks pregnant with their son on December 11, 2014. This is the same son who is not even 5 years, not even 8 years old yet.
No, 2009.
Oh, no. Right, yeah. Five. Yeah, not even 5 years
old. This is the kid she was pregnant with when he first messed with her in 2014.
Yes, not even 5 years old yet.
And
that's who a source familiar with the situation said. Hill's fiance said the incident is about the couple's son. A five-year-old kid.
You put him on the list, the commissioner's exempt list. And if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you just cut a guy 5 months ago for kicking a woman in a hotel.
That's all right. The Cleveland Browns will pick him up, too.
At this point.
Just give him a couple of weeks.
You got to cut him. You got to cut the guy.
Can you imagine that wide receiving core?
I'm being facetious. But this is another serious issue where.
Oh, but it won't.
I mean, it's just like. You know what's going to happen. Let's see what it actually is. But he's being investigated again. The Kansas City Star. The headline is Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill under investigation for alleged battery.
Hmm.
Bingo.
That sucks.
I mean, there seems to be a lot of evidence here against him already.
Well, there's an allegation.
Right.
We don't know what.
So they're not going to cut him today. NFL will. The Chiefs. First of all, what will the Chiefs do versus what will the NFL do? My guess is the Chiefs might let this play out in the legal system before they make a decision, I think.
If you're the NFL, though, you cannot leave it in the Kansas City Chiefs' hands.
Kansas City Chiefs cannot afford to let it play out in the legal system. He needs to be suspended, and I bet you he might even be before we even get off the air.
If you're Roger Goodell, you put him on the commissioner's exempt list right this second. You put him on and say, we're going to conduct an investigation. Sorry, Kansas City, this is probably going to mess with you going into the season because most likely this investigation will move at a glacial pace unless there's actual hard evidence. And the fiance, baby mama, wife, I don't know what she is to Tyreek Hill, decides to move forward with charges.
Fiance.
Which is the problem in a lot of these cases, that the victim or the victim's mom in this case doesn't move forward with the charges because they don't want to ruin the income.
Yep, I agree.
Well, we all agree that whether it's the Chiefs or the NFL,
this situation
will be handled differently because of the Kareem Hunt situation.
Why do you think that?
No.
Craig's right. If it's not, then something's really,
it'll be more
really
stern, is Kareem, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt wasn't handled any differently because of Ray Rice. Ezekiel Elliott wasn't handled any differently because of Ray Rice. The NFL does not learn.
No,
you would
hope. That's why I said McFly, 345 Park Avenue, get your heads out of your keisters and get on this
you
right
would
now.
Think I mean, they would learn, but they've shown over and over and over and over again that, I don't know, smoking marijuana is somehow worse than hitting a woman or a child.
Let's see if there's a video that comes out of this. But once again,
I just don't know how you can have Kareem Hunt tell the Chiefs in August, no, there's no there. Everything's cool. And then have Tyreek Hill say, no, I didn't do it. I don't know how the Chiefs can believe him,
totally agree
given
with
what the egg on their face from the Kareem Hunt situation.
Hunt family has to suspend him. Hill reportedly punched and choked Espinal, began back in 2014 when she was 8 weeks pregnant with their son, who one source says this is where the battery occurred now. This kid who's not even 5 years old. Allegedly, the battery is against the son from Tyreek Hill. He was arrested and dismissed from the Oklahoma State football team. Pleaded guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation in 2015, received 3 years probation. Chiefs then selected him in the fifth round of the 2016 NFL draft. Obviously, he would have gone higher that year had it not been for this very serious incident. The conviction dismissed in August of 2018 and ordered to be expunged after he completed his probation requirements. And here he is looking at another serious allegation once again.
All right, if you're just tuning in, it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We're broadcasting live from the Backyard Beer Garden here in Cape Coral. Thank you very much. And again, come on by, get yourself registered. We're going to be giving away in just a few minutes, probably on the other side of the next break, the Key West Express, two round trip tickets to that, and Scuba Quest, a certificate there as well. Also, there's free birthday cake on the end of the bar for my birthday. Help yourself if you're coming in there. Get a sugar buzz. I want to thank my man Dawkins, an 8-year-old, came by during the break to say hello. So it was good to see him,
from
too.
From our buddy Sean, one of our new account executives.
So a lot going on. A lot of other NFL news. I'll squeak in a quick NBA hit. LeBron James out against the Pistons tonight. Load management and groin.
Just got that more.
More breaking news or same story?
Same story.
All right.
Mark Daniels, Providence Journal. Source said that the incident was against the couple's son, resulted in the young child having a broken arm.
Ooh.
Cut him right now.
Yeah.
Cut him right now.
Yeah, got to cut him.
Come on. You serious?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You cut him right now, and if you're – you cannot sign that to your team. You can't do it.
No.
That's ridiculous.
So the Chiefs need to cut him right now, and the commissioner needs to put him on an exempt list, and he's not going to play for the first half of next season either. All next season.
They drafted him in the fifth round and knew he got thrown off the Oklahoma State football team, was charged with strangulation, among other things.
Well, that's why he was a fifth round.
Oh, yeah, of course. He would have gone probably first or second if he wasn't.
Yeah, that's
You know, the problematic thing here for me with this guy is we've had – bookended incidents 5 years apart. I mean, God only knows what's been going on for the last 5 years. This guy's a head case, and he should be out of the league. Tyreek Hill, bye-bye. So in the last 6 months, the Chiefs lose Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. By the way, we learned earlier today that Kareem Hunt, who has since been picked up by the Browns, will be suspended for 8 games for knocking a lady around in a hotel lobby outside the hotel. Almost a year, well, a little more than a year ago, last February. But the tape came out in November, and he was cut. But he'll be able to play for the Browns in 8 weeks.
Okay, everybody's picking up the story now. Let me see Pro Football Talk. I'm clicking on, see what Florio and company have to say over there. Again, one report says it involved his son that we talked about, who's not even five, resulted in a broken arm, one of the allegations.
I will tell you this, as a parent, probably my worst day as a parent is when I saw my son break his arm at the playground. To have caused that as the father, inexcusable. Mm-hmm. I have no sympathy.
He hasn't been arrested or charged in connection with the incident yet.
Well, he
will. Club is aware of the investigation involving Tyreek Hill. The chief said, we're in the process of gathering info and have been in contact with the league and local authorities. We'll have no further comment at this time. I would say by this evening, if not by the time we get off the air, that there would be some action taken by the Chiefs.
That's what the Chiefs did when the Kareem Hunt thing came out. The news came out, and then he was cut by like 6 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
And
after a video. So we don't know where this took place. It was at home, or if it was in a public place, probably more of a chance there was a video of it.
It's probably at home. I mean, it's just you know, it's only speculation, but that's a horrible story.
It is.
Horrible. In other quarterback news, in case you missed it, first of all, Teddy Bridgewater yesterday decided on the 13-year anniversary of Drew Brees spurning the Dolphins to go to the Saints. Teddy Bridgewater did the same thing. Going to stay with the Saints, get $7 million, could earn up to $12 million in incentives that he won't hit unless Drew Brees gets hurt.
Good riddance.
And then your Dolphins decided to ship off Ryan Tannehill, who we thought was going to be a June 1 cut. I did.
Good riddance.
Mm-hmm. And instead they got a little something for him, and they traded him to the Titans for basically a fourth-round pick and swapping out some sixths and sevenths next year and all that. So Tannehill now a Titan, and it remains to be seen who the Dolphins will go with at quarterback as their starter this year in Operation Tank because they're clearly going after the quarterback market, I think, in the 2020 draft.
Absolutely. And, you know, we just talked about the possibilities. None of them are going to bring anybody in to go see that team play. But I think there is a plan here. Unlike the Giants, I think the Dolphins actually have a plan in place. And they're going to get their guy next year. And it's just a question of, it's going to be a character year for the Dolphins. Yeah. Who plays hard? Who stays with this team? Good times may be right around the corner. You're just going to have to suck it up one more year and be terrible.
That's a great question. Who gets it turned around faster, the Dolphins or the Giants? I mean, the Giants have Saquon Barkley, and that's it.
Yeah.
The Dolphins
have...
What are you talking about?
They have Golden Tate.
Good point. Golden Tate and Saquon Barkley and the Dolphins, they have nothing.
And how about this stat that I heard today, in case you missed it? When Odell Beckham Jr. was not on the field... The second worst QBR rating in the league was Eli Manning, only ahead of Blake Bortles.
Wow,
that is pathetic.
Who's available?
Good luck, Eli.
Yeah,
good luck.
And again, I said this earlier. It just seems like I'm trying to make heads of tails what the Giants are doing. I thought they were in rebuild mode, but they've got, you know, Saquon and Golden Tate gave him $23 million yesterday, which made no sense. They've still got Eli, $24 million. It feels like they're giving Eli, instead of just cutting Eli or embarrassing him that way, it seems like they're letting him run the course, kind of like the Lakers did with Kobe, in order to say thank you for the two Super Bowl titles. I mean, otherwise, if this were any other team, any other player, wouldn't he have been released, and they would have made it very obvious they're moving on and drafted somebody? I think so. But he's still there. I think it's out of loyalty. I think the Mara family wants to be loyal to Eli Manning and let him finish out his contract this year. And supposedly help him mentor a quarter. I still think they're taking a quarterback at six. But any other team would have cut Eli Manning, I think, this year.
So now you're right. And again, just going back to the Kansas City Star, it is now in the story, which was not a few minutes ago. A source familiar with the situation said Hill's fiancé had been in contact with Overland Park Police. A source said that the incident was against the couple's son, resulting in a broken arm. As of now, he has not been charged. Crystal Espinel told the Star at the February Pro Bowl in Orlando that she is pregnant with twins right now.
Solid citizen. Tyreek Hill. I mean, Andy Reid just got to be shaking his head, going, what the heck? This is a team that's completely revamping its defense, and now they're going to have to revamp their offense. They still have to replace Kareem Hunt. I think they're going to have to replace Tyreek Hill, because I don't think he's going to be with them much longer. And nobody's going to be able to pick him up either, nor should they. So, this is a Chiefs team that thought they were on the cusp of making a serious run here with Patrick Mahomes.
They are on the cusp.
They are. I mean,
yeah, maybe not anymore.
The Hunt family is one of those, you know, elite families up there with the Rooneys, the Maras, Crafts, and Hunts. But they've taken a hit, without a doubt.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones in the last couple of years.
Don't forget Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he's a marketing guy.
Guru.
He's more concerned about his next plastic surgery. But if you're the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
That's the new thing. If you're an NFL owner, you got to get a yacht. Danny Snyder got one. Jerry got one. I think a third owner got one. What? Why are you looking at me like I got two heads?
No, you're right. Yeah. There was a third NFL owner to get one, but yeah. I wanted to think it was Bob McNair, but I'm thinking he was in the news because he passed away.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, so
no
it
yacht
wasn't
for him.
He can't buy a yacht because he's dead. Who was that?
It wasn't Martha Ford.
Oh, Seahawks owner just died.
It wasn't Paul Allen. It was...
Was it Arthur Blank?
It might have been Arthur
Blank.
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
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 You think he's docking next to Jerry Jones?
No,
I don't.
Well, you know, if they ever have an NFL owners meeting in like Miami, I could see those guys rolling in their yachts side by side by side. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. All right, on a lighter front, coming up, we are going to draw, and when we come back with this commercial break, it's time. The grand prize, the Key West Express, two round trip tickets, and a certificate from Scuba Quest. Plus, you can still come on by and get your free Sheeman and Shepherd T-shirts, koozies, all that stuff. We're here till 6 o'clock at the Backyard Beer Garden in Cape Coral. Come on by and see us. Sheeman and Shepherd, a 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We are broadcasting live from the Backyard Beer Garden here in Cape Coral. Come on by. We're here till 6. They're open until, so come on by.
Yeah.
1339 Cape Coral Parkway here in Cape Coral. All right. Before we draw for some of our prizes that people have been registering for, Rick, may we have the breaking
yes.
news sounder? We have some huge
this is a good
breaking
one.
News.
Good breaking news.
All right. We got this. Here we go. Breaking news! Breaking news! All right, Chris from the Backyard Beer Garden has just informed us
that, remember last year when UMBC, Maryland Baltimore County, upset Virginia, 16, first time ever beating a one?
Yes.
If you are here on Thursday, there's two 16-1 matchups on Thursday, two on Friday. If a 16 beats a one on any of those games and you are here, then Backyard Beer Garden will a free round for the entire restaurant, bar.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Gets a drink.
All right.
On the house.
So your two chances Thursday and two chances Friday.
That's right.
If you're here when it happens.
Yes.
Boom. We're round on Chris. Yeah. That is fantastic.
Awesome.
All right.
So here's what everybody has to do. You keep an eye on the 16-1 matchups Thursday and Friday. If it's halftime and it's close, get down here.
That's right.
That's the way we're going to play this out.
That's
all right.
Right?
All right,
smart.
Sounds good. All right, now, we got a couple of prizes to draw for here. We have a certificate to get certified in scuba from Scuba Quest. We're going to draw for that first.
That would be self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Oh, I killed it.
I did not know that.
You did not know that?
I didn't know that's what it I thought scuba was just its own word.
You never read Shakespeare either.
I didn't know. All right, we're going to draw for that, and then we'll draw for a couple of round tickets on a trip to Key West Express. All right, Chris is going to draw.
Scuba.
This is for scuba. You want to hit? What we got?
Dun, dun. You can watch him take your microphone.
There we go. John Redding, you just won.
Oh, Mr. Michigan.
Hey, you're going to go scuba diving, my man. All right.
The Ohio State guys are about to assault him.
There we go. All right, now let's draw two round trip tickets to Key West Express. Chris, what we got?
Steve.
Steve from Cape Coral. Steve K.
Steve with a K.
Steve K.
Well, you can't read it?
Well, I don't want to put his last name. I don't know.
Oh.
like I did. Yeah. Steve K. Did you have to be here to win it? Oh, sorry, Steve K. You're out. All right.
Let's see, we can say his last name.
Well, he's not here.
Oh, you give up your right.
He's not here.
You'll be photographed.
All right, fine.
CIA,
fine,
FBI,
Mr. Rules.
Investigation.
Is there a Pat Smith in the hizzy?
Pat.
Yeah.
Pat Smith.
Key West Express, two tickets.
There he goes. Looking like he went on The Price is Right.
All
here
right.
we go.
See the lovely and talented Chrissy over here?
Make
good
sure
job.
You spayed or neutered your pet.
All right. Very good. How about that? Congratulations.
Awesome.
I just love giving stuff away. That's cool. All right. Now what do we do?
Yeah,
the whole segment's over.
That was heavy news for 5 o'clock on a Friday.
That was.
Last segment. Like, you can't transition from 5-year-old broken arm to...
Price.
Let's laugh.
Yeah. That's why we went to commercial break first.
What the two big stories that have broken this afternoon, first, the semi-good, is that Ryan Tannehill was traded
semi-good.
Today in case, well, it's traded
great
today
news.
To the Tennessee Titans. Tannehill gets a 1-year, $7 million deal, fully guaranteed. He can make up to $12 million in his incentives. A sixth-round pick also for this year's draft goes along to Tennessee. The Dolphins get back a seventh-round pick this year and a fourth-round pick next year. They save a hell of a lot of money against the cap. They got 10 draft picks next year. And the Dolphins projected to have more than $120 million in salary cap space in 2020. Like I said, at least 10 draft picks. Chris Greer doing an anti-Gettleman. What he's doing right now.
Well,
Anti-Dave Gettleman. Chris
I believe
Greer.
The team with the most money in free agent this year was the Colts, and they were right around 110.
They were over 100 million.
I think the Jets had it by a tiny bit, but the Colts were right there.
But they were both around 110, if I remember correct. So just to put that in context for all the other Dolphins out there, it says, okay, $120 million, what does that mean?
Yep.
That means you can go out and buy yourself four starters, maybe five, depending on the level. But this is also a Patriot regime. Let's remember that. So just because they have that money, a lot like the Colts did this year, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go out and spend all of that money next year. Now, the Jets, they spent that money.
I'm shocked the Colts haven't done squat. Andrew Luck comes back, and they're a playoff. They made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, but this is a team that started. They got out of the.
Oh,
Bucs,
they were abysmal out of the block, like 1-5.
And then they won 9-10 games in a row. They really turned it around. Remember, they did go out and get Devin Funchess, which say what you want about Devin Funchess, he's a big target to throw at in the red zone.
Yeah.
Which you lost when you got Ebron as well, which is a pseudo wide receiver. T.Y. Hilton, like, you've got some nice pieces. You don't need to just go out and spend money to spend money. I respect the Colts for what they've done this offseason.
Just went on NFL.com, the NFL's official site.
No way.
First story, Titans trade for Finn's QB, Tannehill cut, Gabbert. Second story, NFL suspends Browns, Kareem Hunt, 8 games. Nobody, not one even nugget of Tyreek Hill. Nothing.
No.
It's all over the place. It's viral. Everybody has it. The only people that don't have it on their webpage and an outlet of news is NFL.com. So ridiculous. Absolutely, but not totally unexpected.
No, it's not surprising at all.
No.
It's expected.
Unbelievable. This is why, you know, when at least link the story to the Kansas City Star, the more you ignore this stuff, you got to get out in front of it. And NFL.com, NFL, the NFL Network has a bad history. I would bet that if the NFL Network was on in here,
no,
that would not even be scrolled across the screen.
Pete, we know what this is.
Oh,
this
I know what it is. It's a PR nightmare.
It's Friday. They're milking the clock.
It's Friday at 5:35. You've got the brackets coming out Sunday night. Come Monday morning, nobody will be talking about this story. They're just going to wait it out.
I don't know how long they're going to wait. All I know is everybody and their brother has a story right now, and the Chiefs have released a statement. They would put the Chiefs statement up there that they released, at least acknowledging that he's under investigation. Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
From these people?
Yes.
I guess so.
It is. Sad, but
again,
true.
Shouldn't be surprised.
All right, tonight, looking forward to something a little more lighthearted, Duke, North Carolina, 3.0.
Part three.
College basketball.
Great 7. I think the Gators punched their ticket today, regardless of what happens. I think the Gators are in.
That's a big win beating LSU.
They beat them twice this year.
That's huge for them. Now you're looking at a semifinal matchup against either Kentucky or hold on. No, they take over the one seed in the SEC, don't they? I believe they play the winner of Auburn, South Carolina now in the SEC.
And by the way, that's a hell of a game tonight.
That was a close game. That's actually going on right now. I'm looking up the score right now. Auburn won. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Auburn beat South Carolina. So,
wow.
I'll tell you the team that's on the bubble right now. Sorry, Knights. UCF is on the bubble.
What happened today?
They got blown out.
They lost by
28.
24 points today.
They are on the bubble, despite the fine season they had in that conference. Too many other things. Syracuse winning, NC State. Syracuse got in with that win because I think they needed it. Because I think NC State playing Virginia Tech, but they'll be in. I think UCF's on the bubble. I think they could get squeezed out depending on what happens here down the stretch.
Wow.
Especially because St. Mary's winning against Gonzaga. That doesn't help them.
No, that takes a bubble spot away.
And it all depends on if you think that Wofford is going to get in or not.
No, Wofford won their
conference.
They beat UNC Greensboro for the SoCon title.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
all right.
But some interesting developments in the NCAA tournament, I think.
So tomorrow, Florida, the 8 seed in the SEC, will play Auburn, the 5 seed. With the winner going on to the SEC championship game, and in the other SEC semifinal, you will have the winner of the Kentucky-Alabama game tonight going up against the winner of Tennessee-Mississippi State. Hopefully, we get Kentucky-Tennessee 3.0 tomorrow afternoon as well.
That would be good.
This is setting up to where you got Virginia with a 1 seed.
Yeah.
You've got the winner of Duke, North Carolina tonight. They're getting the 1 seed.
I agree with you.
If Kentucky can go out, beat Tennessee tomorrow, assuming that they beat Alabama tonight, go out, beat Tennessee tomorrow, win the SEC championship. I think that they've earned in the last month of the season a one seed.
Oh, absolutely.
And Sparty has had two of the better wins, beating Michigan in the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. They've looked pretty good coming down the stretch as well. I think that those are your four one seeds as it stands right now. Now, what I think is interesting is if Kentucky or Tennessee don't win the SEC, does North Carolina Duke loser tonight get that final one seed? Or do they give it to Gonzaga, who couldn't get through the West Coast Conference tournament?
I think they're going to give it to Gonzaga for bad reasons, because strictly for systemic reasons, just geographic location. Who else in the West is good? Washington?
But what you can do. You can put put Duke or North Carolina as the one out West.
I know they can, but they're trying not to do that anymore the last few years.
I think because Gonzaga's been number – here's what the selection committee – I think they're going to sit there and go, look, Gonzaga's been number one for so many weeks. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. It was a loss in their final, and yes, we need an anchor out West. I think Gonzaga keeps the number one
seed. They played nobody this year.
They played Duke, North Carolina, and Tennessee, right?
And they went 1-2 against those teams.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not saying it's right.
Usually, Mark Few's been pretty good scheduling tougher games, and that conference was not supposed to be – well, it really wasn't good after those.
That's another thing. If it comes to a flip of a coin for a number one seed or not, I think the selection committee, they'll give Mark Few the benefit of the doubt based on his history. I think if they're looking for something to split a hair on, I think Gonzaga will be a number one seed.
What history?
Just being good for a long time. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to get inside the mind of a guy sitting at a table in a selection room.
How many Final Fours
they've
been to? One. But they are the most.
I agree.
They are the most overhyped, overrated team. It seems
it's every
even
year.
Even when Morrison was there, they get to one Final Four in the last decade.
It's been one Final Four, I believe, and it was the one where they got to the championship game and lost to North Carolina in a blowout. Let's call it what it was. They were not competitive. Their two big guys in that game got in foul trouble very early, I think on some questionable whistles, and Carolina ran away with that game.
I may be dead wrong. I just think they're going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
I agree. And if Michigan won the Big Ten, I think you'd have to consider them, but they won't.
Yeah.
They won't. And that would be where Gonzaga would probably be in that bracket, too, in the West. I think that'll be a tough call. If Michigan goes on to win the Big Ten, that could be tough. That could be a much tougher decision. On the other hand, why do we get the feeling in Indianapolis they already have Gonzaga in as the number one?
I think they do.
I think they're on the board right now.
Playing Gardner Webb or Montana or somebody like that.
I think their final decision that they're making for the bracket when it comes to the one seeds, it'll be made for them tonight at about 11:30 when we find out who wins between Duke and North Carolina.
Yeah. Now, just for our listeners, on Monday at 3:00, we'll have a guy that used to facilitate that conversation.
Yes.
Greg Shaheen used to be the vice president of the NCAA.
Guy that beat you up when you were younger?
No, he never beat me up. No. We were friends.
Oh, you were chums.
That was what was his name?
First grade, second grade.
The reason you don't like the Phillies.
Big fat Scott Olson. Yeah. I don't like him. He was a bully in second grade. No, Greg Shaheen and I have been neighbors and friends since third grade. We did elementary, junior high, high school, and college together at IU. But he has been in that room all weekend long in the past for numerous years. He's not anymore. But he facilitated those conversations. He knows how they work behind the scenes. He knows what kind of things they think about when putting people, teams as number one seeds and number two seeds. He'll be on our show on Monday at 3:00, and that'll be, of course, the day after Selection Sunday, and he'll give us his insight to what he think happened behind the scenes.
Yeah. And then we'll have Sunday night on 99.3ESPN.com. We'll have our Hoops Hysteria up on the website. You go in, you fill out your bracket. Winner at the end of it, when they cut down the nets, 3-day, 2-night stay out at South Seas on Captiva. Great spot to go
Ooh,
to.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
And we're not eligible, but we will all be participating.
Big, big fans of the area.
And, again, the other little story, well, it's kind of big if you're a Phillies fan, speaking of them, Bryce Harper. I just watched the video. This happened a couple hours ago. We talked about it. Gabe had a fainting spell in the other room.
First time I saw the video.
But he got nailed in the ankle today by Trent Thornton. Went down, rolling around. I just watched the video again and got taken out of the game.
Sorry.
Required some time on the field before he got up. Ouch.
Who does Trent Thornton play
for? The Toronto Blue Jays, sorry. Reliever Trent Thornton. Hmm.
Should I have known
that?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Jay Capel confirmed Harper suffered a bruise, but the team doesn't have reason to believe it's anything more
serious.
Remember
how you hurt your ankle in the studio the other day, right on the ball of the ankle?
Oh, yesterday, yes.
Yeah, imagine a fastball right in the ankle.
He's going for x-rays, though. He is going for x-rays.
That's basically what happened to me yesterday in the studio. I just handled it with a little more...
A little more dignity?
A little more, manliness.
And you've got,
that's what I was going to say.
And you've got 13 years left on your contract, too.
You did the Peter Griffin.
All right. What's our play-by-play situation for tonight?
Tonight we got Big Ten quarterfinal action. We have the Michigan-Iowa game at 9:30, and then the Ohio State – no, Minnesota – I don't know who it is. The two Big Ten games tonight.
Okay.
I had it written down on my paper, and I threw the paper away.
That's all right. That's right.
So if you want to give me a second, I can find out.
Hey, while you're looking that up, I just found a comment from Teddy Bridgewater. One of the reasons he stayed in New Orleans, he says, the Saints made football fun. That's why he decided.
Oh, well, right. Yeah. The Dolphins do not do that.
By the way, unfortunately, Terry Kill, the child that he alleges accused of battering, is not five. He's three, resulting in a broken arm. He's 3 years old.
I'm sorry. That...
Yep. Well, details continue to come out on that story.
Minnesota Purdue is the other game we have tonight. That starts
that's a good game.
6:45?
That's a good game.
All right, sounds good. 30. All right, what you got coming up next? Broadcasting live from the Backyard Beer Garden here in Cape Coral. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, time now for What You Got as we close it out for the Backyard Beer Garden here on this Friday. By the way, the Ides of March. By the way, beware of the Ides of March. How about that, right? All right, here's what I got for this one. On this date in history, March 15th, 1869, going way back in the time machine. The Cincinnati Red Stockings, now the Cincinnati Reds, the first team ever to be made up completely of professionals. Your first pro baseball team on this day in history, March 15th, 1869. And on this day in 1912, Cy Young retired. 511 wins in the bank. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, if my phone loaded compiler. Up, well, it's not loading up. Anyway.
Cy Young was a compiler.
A compiler?
He had 500 wins, but he had over 1,000 starts.
That happens.
Longevity.
Were they quality starts? Did he go five?
Not most of them. No. Oh, actually, no. Yeah, that time, yeah. There was no bullpen.
I know we're all going to do this as a group, but I don't do it anyway. But just thanking everybody for coming down here today. Backyard Beer Garden first. Gabe and Chris, outstanding host of food, second to none. Awesome stuff. Great time, great atmosphere. All the listeners that came out, thank you guys. Really appreciate it. Applaud you guys for all coming out.
Absolutely.
And, thank you for the continued
support.
It's been great. Thanks to Erica behind the bar. Mia was here. Great stuff. Our own street teamers. Chrissy did a great job today over here for
us. Thank you, Chrissy.
As
Morgan,
as well.
Steve, they all helped.
Morgan,
out.
Steve, yep. Everybody helped
Rick Church
out.
Back at the studio.
Camille is here in the house as well. So is who? Sean was here too, and Dawkins.
Dawkins,
great time.
I like Dawkins. He's cool. All right. So thank you to everybody. All right. So anything else before we get our Stone Cold Lock of the Night?
Well, I got to give
Chris?
You one too.
Oh yeah,
Chris, what's your record?
My record is 9-2. That's against the spread. That's tough. For everybody out there who doesn't know that, won six in a row as well. So, good job, me.
Nice
good job,
and,
you.
I feel really good about this one tonight. So, if you've got a friend in Vegas or Atlantic City or wherever, you want to give them a call and say, "Hey, why don't you throw a couple shekels on this?"
Right.
Lay the 10. Kansas 10-point favorite against West Virginia. West Virginia should not be in this game.
Okay.
Upset win over Texas Tech last night. Kansas is going to come out. They're going to show West Virginia how bad they really are. And I gave you a winner last night. It was Duke minus 12, or Duke minus 11.5. They win by 12. Nice and easy win.
Right.
No sweat.
Piece of cake.
And, so here we go. I'm going to make it 7 in a row and go to 10-2 year to date.
You are on fire.
All right. I am 6-1, 1-4 in a row, or 3 in a row. I'm going to give you the Blue Devils tonight at minus three and a half. It says four
well,
here.
Hold on, because I want to pick a bone with you because you went just hockey money line last night.
Yeah, they won.
But that was like
I said, you had to lay some juice.
But it was like plus 250. So I don't think you should get a full point for that.
No, I should get. I absolutely get a full point for that.
So
no,
I
if you bet the Red Wings, it was plus 315.
So I can go Kansas on the money line, and you should be good. Can I count that? No, because that's a ridiculous. No,
well,
you go against the spread.
Look, we didn't do goals. Hey, it's a win. I'm taking Duke tonight minus. I'll even put four, not even 3.5. They'll win by 5. Duke over North Carolina tonight. Sorry.
All right.
You're saying sorry to me.
All right. Don't forget, if you are here at Backyard Beer Garden, well, you will be here Thursday and Friday, and if the 16 seed upsets the number one seed, Chris is buying a round. All right?
The entire
for the bar
restaurant. Yeah, so everybody. Gotta be here. Round on the house.
It happened last year.
It did.
It could happen again. You've got four chances for it to happen again Thursday and Friday.
Terriers. UMBC. What were they?
What is UMBC?
Terriers?
No.
I don't remember. It was a dog of some sort.
I forget. But they beat the Cavaliers.
There you go.
Yes, I know that.
UMBC out of the America East Conference.
Retrievers.
The Retrievers, yeah.
It was a dog.
All right. Hey, if you couldn't make it down while you're here, come by the open all weekend, Selection Sunday, and, of course, March Madness, St. Patrick's Day here at the Backyard Beer Garden. It's an awesome place. We love hanging out here. It's 1339 Cape Coral Parkway, east of Cape Coral. Come on by, say hi to Chris and Gabe.
Get the Philly cheesesteak.
Get it!
I'm telling you guys, it was fantastic.
Get the bacon. Get the pretzels. Get it all. Get the mahi lettuce taco wrap. Unbelievable.
The bacon, the presentation alone is worth getting the bacon. I mean, it's
it
fantastic
taste. It literally hangs.
I'm not saying that it's great bacon.
Yeah.
But it's like on close. It's fantastic. Get the bacon.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Load management. I'm going to take the rest of the night off.
Good for you.
God bless America, everybody.